Good morning. It is good to connect with you today on this Sunday morning. Today we conclude our series where we've taken a look at the expectations that we place on our faith, the expectations we place on God, and how that can impact our faith with God and our relationship with others. Today we go into the book of Genesis, into chapter 12, where we hear of the call of Abram, later known as Abraham. And we hear in this passage of scripture of how, as a people of faith, I believe, we are called to be a blessing for others, but more importantly, that God is concerned with the welfare of all people, not just ourselves. Too often we may start thinking that God is only concerned with us, you know, individually, and not with others as a whole. Kind of a flip from last Sunday when I was talking about how we may think that God is indifferent to us. And in some ways, this is the opposite expectation of that. We may expect God to only be concerned with just our individual selves. But actually, God, I believe, is concerned with all people. So I invite you to hear these words, starting at verse 1 of chapter 12 of Genesis, and we will read through verse 9. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot, and all possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they acquired in Haran, and they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai to the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages towards the Negev. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about how Abram is called here, he is called, you know, not just for his own self to go into the land of Canaan, but rather he's called for a greater purpose, a greater nation, so to speak. He's called to go to Canaan, and it's there in that place that the people we would call the Israelites would eventually inhabit. Because Abram listened to this call, a call that involved more than just himself, a great nation would be built in that place. And that is the story of faith that we live into, that we hear of today, that we are a part of as followers of Christ. I think the challenge for us in our day and age here in 2020 is when we hear these words of this great calling, a calling that would involve so many people and eventually be a blessing to others. For us in 2020, when we think about such a great calling, it may seem, one, overwhelming, but two, maybe a bit improbable. I think the challenge that we face today and the expectation we may unintentionally or unconsciously place on our God is that our God is, you know, concerned with all people, that all would know him and all have that life, when we may expect that God only cares about us, our individual selves, our own experience. And why I share this as a challenge for us in 2020 is we live in a highly individualistic culture. here in North America. And in that individualistic culture, we may not think, you know, collectively, may not think about the group, you know, as a whole or a community as a whole. A lot of times we're making decisions for our own selves and thinking, you know, at a community level or even a nation level is not something we do every day when we are making decisions. And what I mean by that is when I go to the store to pick up groceries, I'm not thinking of how that would impact, you know, our nation as a whole when I'm going through that decision process, decision-making process, or thinking about how that'll affect my community when I'm picking up those groceries. I'm thinking, you know, how much will this cost? How will this fit into my budget? And it's, you know, a fairly personal choice, you know, at that moment. It affects our household, but we don't think about those decisions, you know, at a greater level. Coupled with the fact that we live in a technological age where curation and customization of products, of services, of shopping experiences, of so many things are so, you know, custom tailored for us as individuals. Really, we live in a time, it's amazing with the technology that we have, but when we start thinking about all the ways in which we interact with services, I mean, you know, customization and curation is a big part of the business model. And I think some of that thinking, you know, that experience that we have day in and day out, whether we think about it or not, we begin to expect or consider that our God is only considered with our own, or considers only our individual selves. The danger in this thinking is that our faith becomes very self-centered. It becomes something that's focused solely on us, and we begin to think only of ourselves in relationship to our God. But here in this calling of Abram, we see that God's calling is not calling an individual person or even calling an individual family, but is calling to bring forth a future for a nation, to be a blessing to all nations. When I see this here, this in verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That's a tall calling, tall order. But I believe it shows us how great our God is, and also shows us and reminds us that our God is concerned with our communities, our nation, our world, not just ourselves, not just our individuals, us as individuals or our families, but is concerned with all people. I believe as a people of faith, this is important to remember. I believe it's important to live into as well. Because I believe as a people of God, as a people of faith, when we are caring for our communities, when we are caring for our country, when we are caring for others, when we're showing that care and praying and being connected with our community, and at a broader level, even our nation, I believe we are called to be that witness, that we are called to be a blessing for others. If we begin to expect that our God is only concerned with our own selves, then I believe we begin to break down our community. We begin to care less about others around us when our relationship with God becomes solely focused on our own self-interest. I believe our God is concerned with all people at a greater level than just us as individuals. And I believe we can be a blessing in this. As I shared just a second ago, that we are called to care for our communities, called to care for others. And when we do, we live out our faith, we live out the calling that God has placed in our lives, when we carry out that great, the Great Commission and the Gospel of Matthew, I believe then others will be blessed and know God. And I believe it can be transformative for our communities, for our country, when we are sharing that love of God that I believe is found in Christ. I believe we can be a blessing for others as we are growing in our understanding of how God cares for all people. Brothers and sisters, I believe we are called to be a light, that we are called to be a blessing for others, and I believe that we are called to know and understand our God and to grow in that understanding. And I believe moving away from this individualistic idea, this individualistic faith, where God is only concerned with us as individuals, and grow into an understanding that God does care about us as an individual level. I mean, God really does care about us as people. I firmly believe that. But God's love and care is greater than just caring for us as individuals. I believe our God cares about our communities, cares about our neighbors, cares about all the people in our lives. And I believe when we bear witness to the love and the care that our God has shown us, and we bear witness this and share this love, I believe we can transform our communities. I believe we can transform our world for the better. So let us be that light. Let us be a blessing to others so all will know the hope and the love that our God has, not just for ourselves, but for all people. Amen.